to Word Explosion with Reverend Simon Ampofo, head pastor of Grace Falls Chapel. Do you need direction in life? Are you yearning for a closer walk with God? Are you desiring to be fruitful? The Word of God provides the answers. Feast on God's Word and let the grace of God envelop you as you listen to this life-changing message. Be blessed.
It looks nice. But what are you doing today to let that vision become a reality? So when we got this building, I never put it anywhere in the church or in my office. No. Let's get the land. Let's start today. And there are others also that foundation stone laying. They'll go and bring cameramen, social people from social media, and then they'll bring media men come and capture. We are putting any small thing, the world must know you are starting a building. For what? For what? Build it. Start it. Do it. When it's done, everybody will see. But now that you are even coming to start, you are letting the whole world know. No. You are just futuristic without concentrating on the now. Tonight, I feel like speaking to somebody here. Can I speak to somebody here? Please, when you read your Bible, Jesus, more than 23 times, used the word today. Today. 47 times, he used the word now. 23 times, today. 47 times now. If you put 23 and 47 together, 70 times Jesus made reference to the present. The presence. Listen, even anytime Jesus talked about the future, he will speak the future in terms of now. A time is coming, and now is that day that worship the Father. A time is coming, and now is the servant glorified. Now is the time. He's always talking about now. I am the resurrection and the life. Somebody say now. Now. Tell your neighbor now. Use those words. Today. Now. Today. The first time he picked the Bible, Luke 4, Jesus was speaking. He opened scriptures. He read it. They said, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Today. Hallelujah. Today, if you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. When he was on the cross, he was just about to die. The man said, when you get into your kingdom, future. When you get into your kingdom, remember me. Jesus said, today, you will be with me in paradise. Listen, your future begins with today. Yeah. Your future begins with today. How can you halt your life for the next 5 years in the name of, I'm looking for a visa to go to Canada? Ebe, is that what life is about? What are you doing today so that even when you get to Canada, you'll be employable? What are you doing for your life today to make yourself marketable tomorrow? Jesus always made reference to today. Let me show you three nouns that Jesus often talked about. Number one, faith is now. Hebrews 11, 1. KJV. Faith is now. So you say you have faith. It's supposed to start now. Show me your faith by your actions. KJV, please. KJV, everybody. Verse 1. KJV verse 1, please. Hebrews 11, 1. Everybody read. Now, faith is now. Faith is now. I have faith, I'm going to buy a car. Have you started saving towards that car? Faith is now. It's an active word. Do something about it. My goodness. Let me surprise you. Favor is now. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, quickly. 1 to 3. Verse 1, 2, and 3. What's happening to our screen today, everybody? We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. Verse 2. For he said, NIV, please. Let's go back to NIV. Okay, it's there. It's there. It's okay. It's okay. In the time of favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. Look at the next line. Everybody, go back. I tell you what. Now is the time of what? Tomorrow is the time of God's favor. Next year is the time of God's favor. When is the time of God's favor? I'm speaking over your life. Receive favor now. I said receive favor now. From to even this evening, somebody will be a recipient of favor. Favor is now. Hello, Shakaba. It's now. May God bring you favor now. So watch this. Faith is what? Now. Favor is what? Now let's look at it again, please. Keep stay there. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. And what? Now is the day of what? Salvation is what? Now. Please don't postpone to tomorrow. Because tomorrow is not in your hands. Now. You need to be born again now. You need to stop messing up now. Now. Don't postpone it. Because the only day you have is today. Salvation is now. Faith is now. Favor is now. Lift your hand and say, I receive it now. Come on, say, I receive now. I receive grace now by faith in Jesus' name. Lift your hands and say, I receive my healing now. I receive my breakthrough now. Somebody say, I receive Jesus Christ now. It is now. Put your hands together for Jesus now. Hallelujah. So our God is a now God. He said, I am a present help in times of need. Say present help. May God help you now. I say may God help you now. A present help. Stop postponing everything into the future. When God wants to start working with you today. In order for the future to come to pass, you need to handle your lion now. So go back to the scripture, Benaiah, as I try to wrap up tonight. Go back to Benaiah. Let's look at how he handled this lion. Everybody read. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, a valiant fighter from Kabzel, performed great exploits. He struck down Moab's two mightiest warriors. He also went down into what? A pit on a what? On a what? On a what? Snowy day and what? Kill the lions. Snow. It's snowing. It's snowing, my friend. I have to sleep a bit. I'm sure today a lot of people are not here in church because of rains. How can you be a man of exploits like that? A snowy day. He said, I won't sleep. I will get to work and I will slay my giant in spite of the snow. I have to do it now. If you like Sunday, let's ask people, why didn't you come to me? It was raining. Really? That's why Africa, we are where we are. I said, I will never forget one day in UK. I was picked up to go to a service. To go and preach in a church, black church. And it was raining cats and dogs. I mean, the type of rain that hailstones were hitting the windscreen. At the point, I even thought the windscreen would break. Then I said, whoa, the way it's raining, nobody will come to church, pastor. He started smiling. He's a man of God. This is not Ghana. This is not Ghana. Everybody will be in church. I said, are you sure? He said, wait and see. By the time we got to church, 10 a.m., the place was full. I said, are these not the same black people that in Ghana? Why? The culture there does not tolerate excuses and laziness. It's raining, so what? You have to go to work. You have to pick up a train. You get to the train station, you see people shaking and they are going to work. A snowy day, I will still slay my giant. I can't give any excuse. It's a day the Lord has made. I must get up and fight and win the challenges of today. I must do it. Charlie, it's too chilly today. Let me relax more. The Bible says a little sleep, a little slumber, and poverty will come upon you like an armed robber. May I suggest to you the reason why Africa we are poor is laziness. 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 We pray more than every other continent. But laziness, you can pray till you bring fire from heaven. Laziness will make you poor. Went down to the pit on a snowy day. I would deal with this giant. I would deal with him. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to close now. But hear me. To do exploits, you must face every giant of today. You must live in the present and sort out today's problems. Handle it. Make a decision. Today, I'm going to educate myself. Today, I'm going to be a better person. Today, I'm going to finish reading that book. Today, I'm going to do this. I'm going to accomplish it. And do it. 31st night when I said, by 31st, we're going to have the whole place chilling. Now you see the signs coming. Because somebody has to rise up by faith and do what he has to do. And we have had challenges, but we are still fighting on. I know we have 2.5 months. We will come. We will fight till we get there. Am I speaking to somebody here? On a snowy day, you have to take the bull by the... When I said before come meeting, the restaurant will be accomplished. I wasn't snowing. Monday, when it's my rest day, I'm here. The restaurant must be completed. The work has to be done. Laziness is one of the greatest enemies of becoming a man of exploits. Laziness. Proverbs chapter 26. Verse 13. Proverbs 26, 13. Proverbs 26, 13, please. Everybody read. A sluggard says, there is a lion in the road. A fierce lion roaming the streets. Yeah. That's the words of a sluggard. Charlie, some wild lion they we no go fi go. Charlie, this thing you no go fi try you. People have done it, they could it. So what? You are not people. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are an overcomer. I see you slaying that giant. Stop giving excuses. The sluggard says, there is a lion on the street. Laziness. It is the comment of a lazy person. There is a lion on the street. Please, I give you an assignment. Read the book of Proverbs and see how many times it talks against laziness. There's a lion. This is the word of a lazy person who will not accomplish much in life. There's a lion. There is this there. Charlie, now there. These days, business is hard. Who said people are making millions now? Get up and get to work. Get to work. Today. Look at the next verse. Let's put it there. Let's continue. As a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his bed. A lazy person is when 5 a.m. the alarm will blow. Bing, 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 prayer time. Charlie, it's too cold today. Make them pray. Make them pray. Then he turns and he covers. He turns on his hinges. When it's time to pray, then the alarm will go off again. 5:30. Bing, bing, bing. Then sometimes you get angry and even throw the thing on the floor. Break it. Then he turns again. Wow. Then it will go again 6 o'clock and he's still turning. Wow. Is that how life is lived? It's the way of a sluggard. The word sluggard means a slacker, a slothful person, a lazy person. He can't rise up and face the day. In fact, one other scripture says, a shiftless man, take Proverbs 19:15, a shiftless man will grow poor. You've got to move. If I was afraid of the lion on the street, Gracefuls would never be born. Never. If I was afraid of the lion on the street, if I was afraid of what people will say, comments, the dangers, the troubles, you have to face that lion. On a snowy day, so I've got to work. I've got to dirty my hands. I've got to slay this lion. I've got to slay him. Notice, he was in a pit. I'm closing. He was in a pit with a lion on a snowy day. Can you imagine? Me and you today. One go die here. Yeah. That's the way to exploit. Today. Today. Continue. Verse 16. It keeps on. Proverbs keeps on talking about these things. That's why you can be very wise when you read the book of Proverbs. Yeah. Continues and continues. Let's 15, verse 15, 1:5. Then let's go back to our original scripture. Verse 15, 1:5, not 16, please. Laziness brings on deep sleep, and the shiftless go hungry. The shiftless, you don't want to shift. You don't want to change jobs. You don't want to start a new venture. You don't want to believe God to start something new. You will go hungry. That's all. Is as a result of not shifting, not moving, not doing what you have to do. Laziness brings on deep sleep. Tonight, we are talking about the second exploit of Benaiah. How he took the day by storm. And said, today, me and you, this lion, one will go down. I see the enemy going down before you. I see that challenge going down before you. Hallelujah, because you are determined to seize the day, seize the moment, live in the present, take hold of today, and maximize the day, because this is the only day you have. 24 hours. The Bible says today is the day the Lord has made. There's no guarantee for tomorrow. It's today. Master your 24 hours and become a man and a woman of exploits. Make the most of your day. Bible says, because the days are evil. The days are evil. Maximize the moment. Redeem the times. Because the days are evil. And when you do this, I see you becoming a man of exploits. And when your name is mentioned, certain things will be added to your name. Here was the man who made a difference in his generation. And you will never be among, I was here some. You are not just here some. You are here to make a difference. As you take hold of your day and conquer today, tomorrow will be given to you as a matter of course. God bless you and make you a great person.
Thank you for listening to Word Explosion with Reverend Simon Ampofo. We believe you've been blessed. For more more life-changing messages, please make a date with us on Love FM every Friday morning at 5:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us at Graceful Chapel, Ahunjo, some meters from Lametta Hotel and directly behind Charisette Hotel. Our Sunday service is at 8:30 a.m. and our midweek service is on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 0552-505083, email us at admin@gracefuls.org, or visit our website www.gracefuls.org. You can join the Reverend Simon Ampofo page on Facebook. You can also follow Graceful Chapel on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. If you'd like to support this broadcast, you're welcome to do so. Please call us on 0552-505083, or you can send your monetary support directly to 0244-263-882. God bless you as you do so. It's your season of grace.